is advertising going in the future? Where do you think?
What do you mean? Like in terms of like where we're going to be seeing it?
Yeah. Or? How are we going to reach people? How is it going to be better than it is now? Nobody watches TV. So how is Chevy going to reach the next generation?
That's, I mean, I guess they have to do it over social media as much as possible, I would think.
Well, it's been happening for a long time. Once you sign up with Gmail, they have all your information. So If I go on Chevy and I look up a Camaro, they know that everybody on the internet who buys that information knows that I looked up a Camaro. And when I go to watch something on CBS, they can show me a commercial for the Camaro.
And now that you've said that, I'm going to go to any of my social media. I'm going to go to Instagram and suddenly Chevy ads going to be popping up because I got my phone here and I know they're listening.
But coming up in a couple of months, CBS is now going to be kicking off this new thing to where it's commercials tailored to you. It's going to know exactly if you look up a new truck, it's going to start sending you commercials when you watch CBS for a new truck.
I only want commercials for dogs, dog things. I'm fine with that. Because here's what I hate about commercials right now. Commercials are based on what show I'm watching, not me. Okay. So I'll watch something on MTV and suddenly like it's advertising Starburst. Mm-hmm. I don't eat Starburst, but that's fine. Or it's advertising something that like a teenager would be into. And then I watch like a game show and suddenly it's all the geriatric stuff. I'm like, well, that's not me either. I'm not 90.
That's where all this is going to change. So whenever you watch things, every commercial is going to be tailored to you. So if we're doing this show right now, commercials are going to pop up that are tailored to you and me.
Okay. So it's going to be Franny's Pharmacy and Purina.
So you and I are just sitting here talking, how was your day? Have you had a good day? This is what's going on in celebrity. Oh, hold on. We have a commercial now.
There's about 80 pairs of Shoe Dazzle shoes in my closet.
I know this commercial by heart. This one already airs for me.
Shoes. That's how we know who's boss.
Oh, see, there's a shoe commercial.
Buy one pair, get one free. Plus free shipping. Only at ShoeDazzle.com.
Okay, so...
Yeah, they have BOGO.
So then we go back to the show and we talk a little bit more. And coming up next, we'll have Ollie Coleman on. And Ollie's going to talk about whatever he's got going on today. And oh God, it's time for another commercial. We have to go to commercial. We'll be right back after this, and then another commercial starts, and it's Baby Yoda commercial. I need to buy that.
I know you don't have the Baby Yoda necklace.
I don't have the Baby Yoda that moves.
Is that you as a child being excited? Aww.
Look at that.
It's a sleepy buy one. Aww.
See,
you have to get baby. Yeah, that's okay. Great. So
they know exactly what I want.
Right.
So then they say, okay, well, Cooper is on this show, so we need to give Cooper some commercials.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because she liked the shoe one, so maybe she'll go out and buy that. We'll have to send her more things that Cooper can buy. That
Cooper likes.
So it's like, okay, it's time for us to go to a commercial. We'll be right back.
Oh, no. Did your dog's paws leave mud on your floor?
They do all the time.
Booties on your pet's paws? Did those
he doesn't like
slip
it.
Off
he hates them. Oh, he hates them.
Pup's paws perfectly clean with Walkie Paws.
Oh, I need Walkie Paws
to cover your pet's feet. Walkie Paws protect your pet from dirty city streets. It's the
look
end
at that.
Of street feet.
It knows exactly what you want.
Outdoors.
It does. I do. It's funny. I kind of do need these. Because the things fall off of him. He hates them.
The smart new paw protection invention. Leave the dirt
look
outside.
At that.
See?
And the dog goes running in with no mud.
So the commercials, they know exactly who you are and what you want to buy.
But will there be no content? Because we really should be talking about, like, I don't know, you see that thing with the airlines today that the airlines are requesting that we give them our weight because Americans have gained so much.
That's not going to work.
Well, no, but listen, excuse me. Only a certain amount of weight. A plane can only fly at a certain amount of weight.
Okay.
If it has too much weight, then it starts to break down, starts to have physical problems, like mechanical problems. You don't want that. So you give them your weight ahead of time. That way they can say, sorry, this plane is already full. And you might get on and see seats available, but it's because there's a lot of fatties like me on the plane.
That's not going to work. That's the worst idea I've ever heard in my life.
It's not to fat shame. It's to make sure that the wear and tear on the plane, that it makes sense. Opposite. If you have like tons of children on the plane, it's like the plane's too light. We need to put some heavier, maybe we can ship some stuff, you know?
No, watch this. Cooper, how much do you weigh?
Oh, I see.
How much do you weigh?
Right.
102, right?
Sure.
Board the plane. Commercial time.
We need to talk about your balls. Are they smooth or covered in bits of annoying fluff?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
These are my balls. See how they glisten in the light? Your balls can be like these. But you got to use
really
the right tools for the job.
This is a commercial, yeah. So.
No. This?
Talking about balls.
This.
But this commercial is for me, into. I guess.
Balls are delicate.
Is it though?
Sensitive. Easy to damage. Someone's taking a chunk out of that one.
Oh, see?
That's why I use the lawnmower.
I need this for my balls.
It's got skin-safe technology with a replaceable ceramic
blade. But I think this is for women.
You can trim.
Also, no, for their men. Or gay men.
It's got an LED light,
so you can always see what you're doing.
Lights, please. No, and what's more, it's got a wireless charging system and it's waterproof.
I have balls. They're in the other room.
You wouldn't want to drink it, though.
Oh, look. You can put that your ball thing in beer.
The Manscaped lawnmower is trusted by over 2 million men worldwide.
Uh-huh.
That's over 4 million balls. Isn't it time you
joined
me?
Use
the right tools for the job.
It's a lot of clean balls.
Because when it comes to balls,
they know exactly what we want. See?
Go to manscaped.com and check out the all-new Lawnmower 4.0 and receive free shipping.
Oh, well, see that.
But see, that commercial's for both of us. Like, you need it for your balls, and I need it for my balls in the other room.
Okay, so when you get on...
Happy birthday, balls.
you can shave your balls that you have in the other room. So, yeah. No, you're not going to tell the stewardess what your weight is.
No, but they weigh you.
That's not going to happen.
When you come there, they weigh you
that's
to make
not
sure.
Happen.
But you don't understand. It's not to shame you. It's because... Listen, I've been on tiny planes. Have you ever had this happen to you? When I used to fly from New York to Charlotte, North Carolina to see your sorry ass, we would get on certain planes, smaller, like puddle jumper planes. And if someone weighed too much, they had to wait and get on the next plane. The plane flew at a certain weight level. In fact, there was one time that I went with the big boss. They had to separate us because we weighed too much together in this mm-hmm. one corner. So he had to sit up at the front and I sat in the back to wait, to keep the plane balanced. And nothing to do with what he weighed, what I weighed. It had to do with weight in the plane.
I don't step on the scale at the doctor's office. There's no way you're getting me on a scale at an airport. And
you don't have to look at it. It's not for you to look at. They just need to see it to see.
Well, then they're going to see it, and I don't want them to see it. Oh, God, it's time for another commercial.
Women, they don't know you.
All size, all skin tones, all religions, all cultures. I wanted women to feel.
Sorry, it's Rihanna's talking.
See, they know exactly what you want.
They really do. They have 10 more shades?
And my shade is 495.
495.
My name is Stephanie Bernefeld, and my shade is 145.
Hey, no, that's the number of the shade.
Number.
Believe me.
Okay,
trust me, that's not the price. Yeah, Fenty's not cheap, but it's worth every penny.
50 shades, look at that.
Yeah, the concealer in your exact skin tone.
Created for you. See, they know exactly what you want. They send commercials directly to your
I'm a huge Fenty fan. Her body shimmer is everything. I love Fenty products. So that you're right. They
know
have my number.
They have your number and they know what you want to buy. But no, so when I get on the scale, I'm not getting on a scale. If I have to get on a scale to get on a plane, I'm gonna drive. It's not gonna happen.
Listen, you're gonna get on the scale. They're gonna look at it. It's for their information. It's not for you. It's not a doctor. It's not being registered next to your name. It's not like people are gonna know, oh, Anthony Michaels weighs 200 pounds.
Mm-hmm.
Or whatever you weigh. I don't know. I don't know how much men weigh. 180, 170. I have no idea. But I'm just saying, like, it's so that they can make sure that the plane is not flying with too much weight, because that's That's a, you don't want to be in a plane that's flying with too much weight and be up there and then suddenly there's a mechanical issue. I don't want that. I want to fly safely.
It's not going to be a scale, though. You're going to walk up and they're going to say, how much do you weigh? And you're going to say 102. And then when you say that, then I'm going to have to know what my weight is. And then I'm going to have to add the weight that you have. So I'm going to have to tell the lady I weigh 275. Because I got
to. You're going to have to lie for me. Yeah.
Yeah. I have to make up for you so I don't die in a plane fiery crash.
But that's why they're probably going to weigh you like they weigh luggage. That's why they weigh luggage, by the way. That's why your luggage gets weighed.
I understand that. But if we're a couple, I'm going to weigh 275 pounds because you're going to weigh.
You got to compensate for me. Yeah.
Because I don't want to die in a fiery hell. Oh, God, it's time for commercial again.
Oh, not another one.
Yeah, we got a lot of commercials. We'll be right back after this.
This one's definitely for you. So it's men with a lot of hair.
Steel Panther.
Oh, this is Steel Panther.
It's a Steel Panther Doritos commercial.
Oh, my God. This has you written all over it.
Oh, God, do they know me or what?
Okay, so first the women want Steel Panther, then they see the Doritos and they want the Doritos.
Where you going? Yeah, that's... We brought the party bags. Who's your favorite band now?
Mm-hmm.
I got Cool Ranch.
Who's my favorite band? Steel. The Who. Not you.
So that's how that's going to work with ABC.
Coldplay,
they're
not
gonna,
you.
They're going to have commercials that are going to go directly to you for things that you want to buy. So it's going to be a more entertaining watching experience or listening experience because they're going to know who you are.